This is KTOO Juneau. I'm Quentin Chandler reporting today's news. Thanks for tuning in. Alaska legislators face a looming constitutional deadline for completing their work, but they remain at odds over how to address a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. Lawmakers have been grappling with that issue since failing to come up with a long-term solution last year. This year, there's general agreement about using earnings from Alaska's oil wealth fund to fill much of the deficit, but differences over what else should be done. The Constitution permits regular sessions up to 121 days. That mark will be reached Wednesday. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a budget or agree on a fiscal plan. A path forward is unclear, with the House and Senate each dug into their positions. The legislature can extend itself another 10 days with two-thirds support in each chamber. Another option is a special session. An Anchorage woman found dead in her home Sunday afternoon was shot to death, according to Anchorage police. Officers responding to 911 calls found Charlotte Marvin, 92, dead at her home on East 28th Avenue. Police have released few other details. Anchorage television stations report the woman's spouse asked neighbors to call 911. A University of Alaska professor and graduate student are planning to study the impact whale watching has on humpback whales. The Juneau Empire reports this summer, Professor Heidi Pearson and one of her students will see how many whale watching boats are in an area at once and how close those boats are getting to the whales. Some people in the Alaska whale watching industry say an increasing number of tourist vessels have become a problem, while others say the vessels' practices are actually becoming more whale friendly. Humpback whale populations in Juneau have increased to historic numbers in recent years, which has brought in more tourist vessels. A 2015 report had listed whale watching in Juneau as an estimated $35 million industry. About 60 tour boats will work out of the city this year. A third air ambulance will be arriving or will be servicing Juneau. The Juneau Empire reports Juneau patients got a third option for their medical evacuation needs in early May. LifeMed Alaska joins Airlift Northwest and Guardian as an air ambulance service in the Juneau area. LifeMed Alaska has two Learjets based in Juneau that can carry two patients each. Their medical team is experienced in pediatric, obstetric, and neonatal care, as well as adult care. In today's weather, we have mostly sunny skies and highs around 60, west winds to 10 miles per hour, mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. This is KTOO. Stay tuned.